Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Chinese Language Convo Club. I'm your host, Lindy, and I am here today with my fellow co-host, Vicky.
大家好，我是 Vicky, 很高兴又回到这里。
Yes, so what are we going to be talking about today?
我们今天要讲的题目是追剧。
Okay, 追剧。So, for anybody who's never heard this word before, what does 追剧 mean? Like, what is it?
追剧的意思就是说，如果你碰到一个好看的电视剧，你不停地看，就是追着它看，所以叫追剧。
Okay, so it's basically to follow a TV show or to follow a TV series. Now, I kind of want to translate this as binge watching, but I refrain from doing that because it's not exactly the same thing as binge watching.Can you explain to our listeners, like, what is the difference between 追剧 and binging a show?
追剧如果说有一个电视剧，比如说它有四十集，开始了以后你就发现真的太好看，停不下来，所以你就不停地看，一下子把这四十集看完了，这个可以叫追剧。那还有一种呢，就是说新的电视剧刚出来了一两集，你觉得非常好看，然后它明天再出一两集，后天再出一两集，我们每天都在同一个时间来看这个电视，那个也叫追剧。
对对对，也可以是一个礼拜一次看，也可以说是追剧吗？
可以可以。只要是你不停地去看一个电视剧或者电视节目、都叫做追剧。
Okay, so the main difference as you're kind of explaining it is that when we say binge watching in English, we're generally talking about you sit down and you watch like a whole bunch of TV episodes in one sitting. You know, it could be like 5 or 6 or however many somebody could stand to watch in one go.Whereas 追剧, it could mean this, but it could also just mean that you're into a TV show and you watch it every time it comes on. And that could be like once a week, or that could be, you know, every day you're watching a new episode, but it's not necessarily all at once.
对，是的。
Okay. So as I understand it, there are 2 or 3 different ways to say TV show. How do you say that word in Chinese?
我们一般会说电视剧，你也可以说电视节目。
Like a TV program.
对。
Yeah, I think I've heard 连续剧。
对，连续。连续。
连续。
连续 means continue. So, 连续剧。It's continually ongoing. So, 连续剧。
Okay. Yeah, like a series. So, and then what about 电视连续剧 Did I say that right?
也可以，就是都是一个意思。所以呢，大家有的时候比较简单，就会说追剧。否则你还要说我在追一个电视连续剧。
很长了。
是
Very long.
对。
Yep. Okay. But if you're just not necessarily saying I'm binge watching this show or I'm following this show, but just the word for show would be...电视剧
对对对、
Okay. All right, sounds good. Well, let's get into our vocabulary list for today.
好的。电视剧
Television series
追剧
To follow a TV series
宅
House
关键
Essential
集
Episode
悬念
Suspense
节目
Program or show
前女友
Ex-girlfriend.
现女朋友
Current girlfriend.
被杀掉了
Was murdered.
往那边靠一靠
Scoot over.
剧透
Spoilers. Okay, so let's listen to today's dialogue.
I'm back! Hey!你还在看那个电视剧吗？
它也太好看了吧，好看到 停不下来。
但是你已经自从我离开这里到现在一直都在看这个节目啊，这样追剧不太好，不要总宅在家里看电视，我们出去散散步吧。
哎呦，我还没看完呢，马上就要到关键的部分了，让我把这一集看完，这个悬念让我感觉太紧张了。
但是你好像是在一个接着一个看，你今天看了多少集了？
我没数，应该没那么多吧。这样，我把这集看完就停下，好吗？吃醋的前女友正在跟踪那位现女朋友，但是男人已经被杀掉了，不知道是哪个女人干的。然后好像现女朋友
啊，好了好了，那你往那边靠一靠，我也想看。
All right, so now we're back. I think that through the vocabulary words, we gave a lot of clues as to what kind of TV show this is that we're going to be talking about, and we'll get into that in just a minute. But what is happening in this dialogue?
女生说，我回来了。哎，你还在看那个电视剧吗？
Okay, so, you know, somebody is coming back home and, you know, it could be like a husband and wife, or it could be like roommates or whatever. But so the girl says, 我回来了。And then she's like, 你还在看那个电视剧吗？ So it seems like, wait, you're still watching this TV show? Mm-hmm. And the guy says a couple of interesting things that I want to dig into a little bit. So what is the first thing he says?
他说，他也太好看了吧。
Okay. 他也太好看了吧。And I don't think this is a difficult sentence to understand, but it's kind of a cool structure.
这是一个比较经常用的说法，来形容一个东西非常的怎么样。比如说，你吃到了一个新的冰淇淋，你可以说，这个冰淇淋也太好吃了吧。
Okay, so this ice cream is so good.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be like if you say 也太 that something, especially if you're pairing it with 好, it's even better than what you imagined.
So it's like a surprise. Oh, it's so good. It's so tasty.
Can you give us some other examples with 也太 It seems like it has to also go with 了 at the end, followed by a 吧. Is that right? Like I need to say 也太 了吧.
对对，你可以说一本书，这本书也太好看了吧。
Okay, so this book is even better than I thought it would be. This book is so great. Okay, so this person is just so interesting.
对。
Okay. 这个小婴儿 baby, right? Or is it better to say baby or 宝贝？这个小孩子也太可爱了吧。Is that a good example?
Yes. Mm-hmm. 对。
Okay. Well, I'm trying to say that baby is so cute. How would you say that baby?
你可以说小宝宝，小婴儿也可以。一般我们说宝宝或者是婴儿，如果是小孩子，可能就不是 baby。稍微大一点，比如说七八岁，也可以是小孩子。
Yeah, this is one of the weird things in Chinese for me personally. I know how to say kid, like 小孩, but for some reason, I'm not so sure about how to say baby. Like, I know the words, but especially 宝宝, because it makes me think of a handbag. It makes me think of a purse, right? I hear, like, in Chinese TV shows, like, people talk about, oh, I love your bag, and they'll say 宝宝. So when I use that word, I don't know if I'm saying baby or if I'm saying handbag. So I kind of veer away from it a little bit. Does
so
that make sense?
The 宝宝 is a third tone. And then the bag is 包. So that's a first tone.
Okay.
So, you know, when you talk about a bag, it's a 包包. when you talk about baby, it's 宝宝. However, okay. You know, a lot of girls think their 包包 is like a 宝宝.
They think their purse is like
their
kid.
Especially
right.
The very expensive ones, you know.
Right. Yes, because in some ways it's probably true. You know, I should have cleared this up a long time ago, actually, I'm realizing, because it's such a common word, like baby and purse. But for whatever reason, I just never got around to remembering, like, which one is which tone. But, okay, baby, ball, third tone, right?
Okay.
And then when you repeat it, the second ball is a 轻声. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
So, ball, ball.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But if I'm talking about my handbag, then I would say ball,
mm-hmm.
ball, two first tones. Is that ball, right? Or is ball. It a first?
Yes.
Two first tones.
First. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Got it. Okay. I'm going to try this one more time. 这个宝宝也太好... I screwed up. I was going to say 也太好看了吧. 这个小宝宝也太可爱了吧.
对的,对的. Uh-huh.
All right. Yay. This baby is too cute. All right. Speaking of the 也太 structure, can we also use this to talk about things that are bad? Like, this movie, I thought it was going to be bad, but it was actually even worse than what I thought.
可以。比如说,你特别的不喜欢这个电影,你可以说,这个电影也太难看了吧。
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We just swap out the 好 with the 难.
Mm-hmm. 对。
Right? 也太难看了吧。Okay.
对,或者是说,你如果认识了一个新的朋友,你觉得他是一个很 boring 的一个人,你可以说,这个人也太无趣了吧,就是没有意思,哎, boring.
Okay. 这个人也太无趣了吧。
对。
I hope nobody's ever said that about me.
不会的。一般都是指的是我们叫理工男，就是、mm-hmm. you know, study computer science, doing the coding, like math, that kind of like that kind of person. Girls、
okay.
saying, oh, they're not romantic, they're so boring. 太无趣了吧。
Okay, wait, so 理工男, is that kind of a nerd?
Yes.
Is that what that means?
Uh-huh, yes.Oh. 理工男 is the guy that study engineering and computer science. We call
okay.
理工男. Yeah.
Interesting. Uh-huh. So what if they study something else, but they still happen to be kind of nerdy?
Yeah, if let's say if you study literature, we would not mm-hmm. call that person 理工男.
So what would you call them?
I don't think there's a fixed word for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because most likely, you know, if you're romantic enough to study literature, you probably mm-hmm. can say the poems and can talk about
music. You aren't
going
to have that same kind of problem.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
You might have other kind of problems instead, like you can't get a job or whatever.
yeah.
But not the other problem. Okay. So after he says, 他也太好看了吧, he then says,
好看到停不下来。
So I like this structure too. 好看到停不下来. It's so good, I can't stop watching it. Can we use this 停不下来 in some other ways?
对,特别是吃的东西。比如说,还是刚才的冰淇淋,你可以说好吃到停不下来。
Okay, so it's so good, I can't stop eating it.
对,是的,uh-huh. 或者是比如说一首歌。你觉得特别的好听、mm-hmm. 然后你听完一遍还想再听一遍你可以说、mm-hmm. 这首歌好听到停不下来。
So it's so good, I can't stop listening to it.
Yes.、Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we can use the structure with 看 and 听. Can we use it with anything else?
吃, right?
Oh, right, 吃, yeah, you did、uh-huh. mention that one, right?、Mm-hmm. Okay, so、yeah. we can say...吃 and 看 and 听 those three senses. So something is so good, I can't stop watching it or eating it or listening to it. But it's not like the first sentence, right? Like I was asking about 也太好看了吧, can you make that about something bad? And you said yes. But what about this one? It doesn't make sense to say it's so bad, I can't stop listening to it, right?
对对。
Okay.
Yeah, we can't use that for this part.
Well, how about, let's say it's the song. I'm listening to the song. It's so bad, I can't finish listening to it.
Okay, so then we can't use that this way. We need to say 听不下去了。So I can't continue to listen.It's not like a 停不下来。停不下来means can't stop.
Right.
And then 听 is listen. 听不下去了。That means, you know, I can't continue to listen to it.
Okay. So could I say, 这首歌难听到听不下去了。
可以。
Is that right?
Uh-huh. 可以。
Okay.This ice cream is so bad that I can't finish it. So, 这些冰淇淋难吃到吃不下来。Is that right?
吃不下，吃不下了。Actually, we don't use 吃不下来。我吃不下了。Yeah, you can also simply say 我不想吃了，吃不下去了，都可以。
Okay, got it. All right, so moving on. You know, he's explaining, or he just explained,why he's still watching this TV show, which is, it's just so good. I can't stop watching it. And then what does she say?
但是你已经自从我离开这里到现在一直都在看这个节目啊。
Okay, so, but you have been watching this show ever since I left and you're still watching it.Is basically what that is. Here, I've noticed that the grammar structure is just a little bit reversed from how we would say it in English. I think we would say, you know, you've been watching it ever since I left. But here, she's saying, you have already, ever since I left, continued watching this show. Kind of a reversal there.
Yes. The general rule is in Chinese grammar, we normally put the activity by the end. So, you know, ever since I left here until now, it's talking about the time. Time we put in front of the activity. The activity is to watch the show, and then we put by the end. 看这个节目放在后面。
Okay. In this sentence...Could we leave out a couple of things? So, for example, could I leave out the 到现在?但是你已经自从我离开这里,一直都在看这个节目啊。
可以, because, you know, you're having a conversation. She's already here at current time. So, you can take that 到现在 away. People will understand what you're talking about.
Okay. And one other question, the 一直...Can I also take that out if I wanted to? So, 但是你已经自从我离开这里到现在都在看这个节目啊。
Yes.
Because the 一直 kind of just means like the whole time. Like it's emphasizing continuously. You have been continuously doing that. But if you weren't trying to put that in or didn't care about saying that, then you could just omit it.
Mm-hmm. 对。
Okay. One more question. Could you put that 一直 in a different spot?Could you say, 但是你已经自从我离开这里一直到现在都在看这个节目啊。
好像不太好,有点奇怪。
All right, so I'll just remember to keep that right in front of the 都. Maybe because it emphasizes the 都,一直都。
Yeah, they need to be together. So like from, until, you've always been doing something.
Right, because do is a little bit of an emphasis word too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, 对。
一直都在看这个节目。
对。
Okay, and so then going on, she gets into one of our vocabulary words that I think is very interesting, which is 宅。So can you explain what 宅 means?
宅, the original meaning is the house or where you live, your home. But the extended meaning, it become a...Verb means staying inside of your home or your house. So, 宅在家里 become a very popular word, especially this period of time.
Right.
Yeah, because of the pandemic. Everybody's staying at home. So, 宅在家里 become very popular.
Okay, so kind of like homebody. Everybody became a homebody like during this pandemic period.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So she says that to him and then she's like, you know, let's go for a walk. 我们出去散散步吧.
Mm-hmm.
But what is his response to that?
我还没看完呢, 马上就要到关键的部分了。
Mm-hmm. Right here, I have a question. He says, okay, I haven't finished it yet, and I'm about to get to the good part. But he doesn't say good. He uses a different word instead. What does he say?
关键,
key or essential.
Mm-hmm.
Could he say 马上就要到最好的部分了, the best part?
If you watch a, let's say, romantic, a good movie, for me, it's a good movie, and the proposal part, and that's 最好的部分. But if you watch a show, like with a murder or something like that, we probably don't want to say 最好的部分.
Yes, that makes sense. So this show is actually, we kind of foreshadowed this a little bit with our vocabulary. One of our words is going to be 被杀掉了. So it's getting to the part where the guy gets murdered.
Yes.
In which case he needs to say 关键. We're getting to the essential part of the show, not the best part.
Yeah, if you want to replace that 关键, you can also say 重要到重要, okay. Like important parts. Mm-hmm. But you probably don't want to say 最好的 part.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. 马上到重要的部分了. Should I say 最重要的部分了 or 重要?
重要, yeah. If you want to say 最重要, I think that's better. Yeah, the most important parts.
Okay. All right. So he says 马上就要到关键的部分了 or 最重要的部分了. Let me watch the rest of this episode. This suspense is killing me. How do you say suspense?
悬念.
悬念. Okay. Second tone, fourth tone, 悬念. And then he says, how do you say nervous?
紧张.
Okay, 紧张. So that's third tone and first tone. If we're using the word suspense, but we're talking about not a feeling, but we're talking about a genre, this is a suspense novel, or this show is a kind of suspenseful show, would we use 悬念 or would we use something else?
我们有另外一个词是叫悬疑.
All right, 悬疑.
Mm-hmm. 像这样的电视剧, okay. 我们就叫悬疑剧.
Okay, a suspense show, basically, or a thriller.
Uh-huh. 或者你读到一本书, 一个故事, 我们可以叫悬疑小说.
Okay. 悬疑小说, so like a suspense novel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he seems to be watching like a suspenseful show, doesn't want to turn it off yet, he's about to get to the good part. But what does she say to that?
她说, 但是你好像是在一个接着一个看, 你今天看了多少集了?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it seems as though you have watched one right after another.
Mm.
So how do you say that again? One after another.
一个接着一个.
Okay. 一个接着一个. And then 看 is the verb and you put it at the end.
对. Mm-hmm.
How about 一个接着一个吃?
可以. mm-hmm. 我刚刚想说, 如果一个冰淇淋也太好吃了吧, 好吃到停不下来, 那你就会一个接着一个吃。
没错, 没错。 还可以说, let's see, 听, I guess.
对, 对。
Like,
比如说你特别喜欢听一个人的歌, 那你就会一个接着一个听, 或者你非常喜欢跳舞, 你去参加一个舞会, 你可以说, 我太喜欢跳舞了。 我一个接着一个跳。
Okay. So I'm dancing one after another. Is that referring to the song? Like when
yes.
a new song comes on,
music.
I'm just dancing
mm-hmm.
to that one and the next one and the next one.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So this one can actually be used with a whole lot of different kinds of verbs. Seems like you could say 跳, like dance, and 看, and 吃, mm-hmm. and 听, and maybe mm-hmm. a whole lot of other stuff like 唱. 过去KTV的时候, 去唱卡拉OK的时候, 我可以因为很喜欢唱歌，所以我可以一个接着一个唱。对对对，嗯哼，是。Okay. So she says, how many episodes have you watched? And he says, what is his response?
我没数，应该没那么多吧。Okay.
I haven't kept track or I haven't counted them, but it couldn't have been that many. And then what does he promise to do?
这样。 我把这集看完就停下，好吗？
Mm-hmm. Okay.
吃醋的前女友正在跟踪那位现女朋友，但是男人已经被杀掉了，不知道是哪个女人干的。All
right, so he's like, I'm gonna turn this off as soon as I get to the end of this episode. But the jealous ex-girlfriend, and the word is 吃醋. 吃醋的前女友, so the jealous ex-girlfriend is following the current girlfriend. But the man in the story has already been killed. 已经被杀掉了. So he is suspecting that it's one of these girls who did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so who do you think? 应该是吃醋的前女友吧?
不知道, 这个是悬疑剧。
Right.
有点猜不到。对,而且有时候他们会有转折。是的,是的。They'll
have a twist.
Uh-huh. 所以吃醋这个词在英文也是这么用吗?
Right, this is a very strange word. So 吃醋, to eat vinegar. And if you said this in English, nobody would have any idea what you meant.
So 这个是一个很常用的 方法. Mm-hmm. So the vinegar is sour. When you just eat the vinegar, the kind of feeling, it's mm-hmm. similar as you're jealous about somebody or something. Mm-hmm. So we call that kind of feel, 吃醋. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
那英文一般用什么呢?
Yeah, we just say jealous.
Okay.
It's not quite as descriptive because mm-hmm. in Chinese, when you say 吃醋, it is a like a romantic kind of jealousy, if that makes sense. It's always like
relationship.
The boyfriend.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The boyfriend or the husband or somebody, girlfriend, whoever is jealous. Their partner is maybe talking to somebody and they're jealous of that or doing something they shouldn't be doing. But in English, jealous could mean that, but it could also mean I'm jealous because you make better grades than I do in math class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We don't use that. In that case,
right.
We don't use 吃醋.
Yeah, so what would you say in that case?
我们会说极度. So,
极度.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we talked about this one before too, right?
Yes.
羡慕,嫉妒,恨.
对,对. So, 极度是在字典上是极度. Mm-hmm. 在现实生活,很多人发音的是四声,嫉妒.
Mm-hmm.
所以 对,如果你听见大家说嫉妒,其实是和字典上的嫉妒是一样的意思。All
right, so if you want to be very accurate, you could say 嫉妒,
mm-hmm.
but second tone on the G. But you could also say 嫉妒,
对,
fourth tone followed by another fourth tone, and that's correct too, because that's kind of colloquial.
是的,
that's what people just mm-hmm. say. All right, got it. Okay, so he wants to watch, you know, just to the end of this episode because he doesn't know which girl did it. He's like, okay, and right now the current girlfriend is about to, and then he gets interrupted by the girl who says what?
好了好了,那你往那边靠一靠,我也想看。
Right. So she says, okay, scoot over. And how do you say scoot over?
往那边靠一靠。Okay,
往, towards. 那边, towards that way. 靠一靠. Lean?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what 靠 means?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so lean that way a little bit, but actually she means move over.
Mm-hmm.
Could you say something else besides 靠一靠? Could I say 往那边坐一坐?
可以,可以,你可以说往那边坐一坐,往那边挪一挪,挪 means move, 往那边挪一挪, move over there, 都可以。
Alright, got it. So 挪一挪,靠一靠,坐一坐。Is that right? Did I forget one?
Yeah. All right, unless he's standing over and you want him to move a little bit, you can say, 往那边站一站。
Oh, okay.
也可以。
Gotcha.
对。
And then she says, I want to watch too.
对。
我
也
想
看。
So he has convinced her this is a good show to watch.
Yeah.
Apparently. Yep. All right. Well, before we listen to the dialogue one more time, there's another word on our vocab list that I want to touch on briefly, but it's actually not in the dialogue, and that is 剧透. What is 剧透 exactly?
剧透, spoilers? 就是你已经看完了,知道了结果了,你的朋友正在看,不知道会发生什么,然后你就把结果告诉他了 ,A 死了。B, 走了。
And that's the worst. And that's the worst. So you one time were telling me this thing that people say in Chinese, like, if you spoil the show, I'm going to kill you, or something kind of funny like that. How did it go?
这个有一点 extreme, 一般是在好朋友之间会说这样的玩笑。剧透死光光。Or 剧透死全家，不过 it's a little too much, so
right, 有点狗血了。
对对对
，right,
对
yeah, a little too exaggerated there. Can you say that again, though? I think it's kind of interesting.
剧透死光光 ，so like
okay,
whoever is a spoiler will die.
And what is the meaning of 光光? Does it mean like completely?
Yes. Yes.
All right. So, 死光光 kill you completely. So, 剧透死光光.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was the second one?
Oh, that's even more evil. It's a 剧透死全家. Like all your family members.
I will kill your whole family if you spoil this show.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So this one comes with a warning label. Only say it to your very, very, like, most trusted friends.
Yes.
Don't say it to somebody that you don't know that well.
对对。
Right. Yes. All right. Well, let's listen to the dialogue one more time.
我回来啦。哎，你还在看那个电视剧吗？
它也太好看了吧，好看到停不下来。
但是你已经自从我离开这里到现在一直都在看这个节目啊，这样追剧不太好，不要总宅在家里看电视，我们出去散散步吧。
哎呦，我还没看完呢，马上就要到关键的部分了，让我把这一集看完，这个悬念让我感觉太紧张了。
但是你好像是在一个接着一个看，你今天看了多少集了？
我没数，应该没那么多吧。这样，我把这集看完就停下，好吗？吃醋的前女友正在跟踪那位现女朋友，但是男人已经被杀掉了，不知道是哪个女人干的。然后好像现女朋友
啊，好了好了，那你往那边靠一靠，我也想看。
Okay, so now it's time for the part called Catch My Drift. And what we're going to do for you is play next week's dialogue, which contains a lot of the same vocabulary words as this lesson, and see if you can kind of follow along. And then we will break it down for you next week. So here we go. Catch My Drift.
挺不错，我以为那位前女友是杀手，结果她也想要找到杀死总裁的凶手。
对呀，没想到杀手是那位追过总裁的现女友的人， 真是一个很狗血的转折。
不过还不是很清楚，前女友把杀手杀掉了，还是杀手杀掉了她？
我也不知道，实在是好看到停不下来。但是已经说好了，把那集看完就停下了。我们起来走走提提神吧，要不要去旁边的小公园？
没错，不应该宅在家里。但是这个悬念真让人受不了，他到底是被杀了还是……
你看你啊，好像也已经迷上这个节目了。现在咱俩谁更宅？
Okay, we're back. So, I just wanted to ask you before we go, looking back at that one structure, the 自从, so from 自从我离开这里到现在 or 一直到现在, can we do some other sentences using this structure just to give our listeners a little bit more practice?
So, 你可以说自从我大学毕业到现在我已经找了三份工作了。
Okay, so I've already worked three different jobs since the time I graduated. Or from graduation until now, I've already had three different jobs.
嗯哼，或者你也可以说，自从我起床到现在，我一顿饭也没有吃。
Okay, so I haven't eaten anything all day, is kind of what we would say, I think, normally. But from the time that I woke up this morning, I haven't had anything to eat. Or I haven't had anything to eat since I got up this morning. I think we could say that too.
Yeah.
Okay. What about 自从我参加了体育锻炼，我的身体好多了。
可以。
But I didn't use all those words, right?
Yeah. 对，可以。
Okay, I didn't say the 到现在, but ever since I joined the gym, I'm a lot healthier than I was before.
嗯哼，或者我想你加一个以后会更好一些。自从我参加体育锻炼以后，我的身体已经好多了。
Oh, okay, so like after joining the gym, my health has gotten a lot better.
是，对对。
All right, that makes sense. So one last thing for you guys before we go, and that is our pronunciation section. So what we do is we take some of these like key sentences, especially some of the longer ones that are a little bit harder to remember and harder to say, and we break them down word by word, and then we put them back together, and then we ask a question where that sentence that you just practiced is now going to be the answer. So you can kind of like do some pronunciation training with us at the very end. So here we go. Let's do the pronunciation.
Pronunciation training. Repeat after me, then respond to the question.
请跟我重复一遍，然后回答下面的问题。
好看到停不下来。好看到停不下来。
哎，你还在看那个电视剧吗？
对啊，好看到停不下来。
一个接着一个看。是在一个接着一个看。但是你好像是在一个接着一个看。
这个节目好看到停不下来，我继续看有什么问题呢？
但是你好像是在一个接着一个看。自从我离开家里，自从我离开家里到现在，你已经自从我离开家里到现在， 看这个节目。都在看这个节目啊。一直都在看这个节目啊。但是你已经自从我离开家里到现在一直都在看这个节目啊。
我需要把一集看到最后，这个悬念让我感觉太紧张了。
但是你已经自从我离开家里到现在一直都在看这个节目啊。
Okay, so before we go, Vicky, I just want to ask you, 你最近在追什么剧？
我最近在追的一个电视剧的名字叫《我们的婚姻》Our Marriage是一个中国的电视剧，发生在上海讲的是几家人结婚工作有孩子遇到的各种困难，然后有的离婚了，有的继续生活下去，我觉得挺有意思的。
OK, 那你真的是追吗？我的意思是你一下子会看很多集，还是你一天看一两个，然后明天又看，后天还有看？
对，我是有时间的时候看，所以每天差不多看一集两集，有的时候没有时间会隔一天再看两集，这个样子都可以叫追剧。
Yes. So it's not like crazy binge watching. It's just like watching it a little bit here and there.
对对。最疯狂的时候应该是上高中大学放暑假的时候。有的时候看一个电视剧会从第一集看到最后一集。那个是很疯狂的。现在没有那么多的时间，也没有那么疯狂，所以就慢慢的看。
Right, right. Yes, that's probably the much better way to go, too, for sure.
是的。
So, all right, guys. Well, that's it for our show today. So, I hope you will continue to join us next time. And 你还可以能不能说追听我们的节目？
可以，可以。对。
I hope you will binge listen to our show.
中文增加你的魅力。
对对，没错没错。All right, we'll talk to you next time.
好的，再见。